John O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Let me pass for now.
Rico Ross? Rico? Can't hear you, Rico. And I can't hear you, Joe. George Ryder?
No, abstain.
Sandra Rollin?
No.
Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Ellen Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis?
I abstain.
Jamie Ross? Jamie? Jim Brown?
Yes.
AC Bird?
Yes.
Is that AC?
Yes.
Okay. Lizette King?
No.
Hillary Edwards?
No.
Hey, Sarah.
David Beaton?
Dishwasher clean?
No.
No.
Fia Wangaza?
No.
Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
This is George. I want to change my vote. This is George. I want to change my vote from abstain to no.
Okay, I got it. And I think Andrea said yes.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala? Yes. Okay, thank you. Joe Wanzala? Let's see. No. Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Yes. Rico Ross?
Yeah, Rico's here.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah, I am here. I'm trying to, could you reiterate what it was for?
I just fixing to ask for a clarification.
I'll explain it.
As I wrote it down, I wrote Jim Brown postponed until AC Bird, could be at the meeting next meeting. But
the motion was to postpone the motion to rescind the following resolution adopted on December 11, 2009. And the resolution reads, the PNB finds the attempted removal of Billy Ray Edwards, Lizette King, and Yves Pointe du Jour from the WPFW Board of Delegates to be not well taken.
Want a clarification?
Yes. Go ahead.
Now that AC is into this vote, you know, I'm tired of the games, you know. I'm going to deal with this issue. Let's deal with it now.
Wendy wants to change her vote.
Yes. How did you vote, Wendy?
No. I voted yes. I want to vote no.
Okay. So, Rico, I don't believe you voted yes.
No, I haven't voted. So a no means that I don't want to talk about this again?
No, you want to talk about it now rather than the next meeting.
Yeah, I want to talk about it now, so I should vote yes for that?
No, you vote no.
Okay. My vote is no then.
Okay. So we have go ahead, Richard. I believe we have 8, 10, 1.
Okay.
All right.
That
means
8, 10, 1.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to take this up now, then, since AC is here, I believe we can. Your desire to motivate it properly exists. So which one of you would like to motivate this, AC or Jim?
Jim, do you want to? Jim? I was asking if Jim wanted to motivate that.
Yeah, why don't you start and then Jim can also motivate it, okay?
Okay. Well, the reason we asked for that precisely is because we did not have an appropriate discussion. That is to say, the this was not accorded to us. When we tried to have some discussion and feedback on it, other people chimed in. They
sort of disrupted the process because we didn't have a long enough period of time to discuss this matter. We needed time to do just that. And then on the other hand, by not doing that, I think we violated the bylaws because we were discussing this issue without understanding the rules of the game in terms of the bylaws and in terms of what, you know, we should have had a discussion in the LSB. If there was an opposition to that, it should have been discussed in the LSB. Then it should have been brought to the board. And so, in that regard, it was not properly handled, and that's what we're arguing, that it was not properly done. And I would have wanted to see it properly done. After all, I am leaving the board after 12 years on the board. I think that these kinds of things, we need to be patient enough to listen to the bylaws and to listen to any other violations that may come up. But not that reason we wanted to
I got dropped off the call and I couldn't get back in back then.
Okay. For that reason, we had wanted to rescind the motion and then have a discussion on it at a later date. And I would support Jim's proposal, even though I soon lost that nobody announced he did announce the numbers, that we should have had a time to deal with this question as it should have been dealt with, because what Jim and I talked about when we made our presentation to the board, we talked about the Billy Ray and, of course, Lucette. We did not, if you look at the paper carefully, talk about DeJure, I think his name is, I'm not sure. But at any rate, we didn't talk about him. And there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is because we checked the literature on this. What we found is that he had withdrawn, at least in my opinion, he had withdrawn from the board and urged other people, such as the programmers, the administration, and others, to not to partake in any decision that we made until after the new board was seated. And we felt that that was a violation, something beyond his authority to do. However, we had not addressed that question, per se. And the only question that we had addressed was the issue of Lucette and Billy Ray.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Leave it alone, Sean.
No, all I'm saying is the motion deals with Billy Ray and Lizette King and not Yvette.
Well, we
and
did.
That's what they're trying to extend here. No.
Sean, you're out of order, please.
And Eve's this part of it.
The motion does mention Eve Pontajour. AC, are you done with your motion for this motion to rescind?
Our rescinding motion.
Okay.
Our rescinding motion, Madam Chair, only addressed Lucette and Billy Ray. We did not address Eve.
Okay, the motion to rescind, you take it. Okay, so you wish to rescind only the adjudication by the PNB?
Madam Chair, someone's washing dishes, if they could mute their phone.
Yes, if you can please mute your phone, if you're washing dishes. Order, please.
Okay.
Let's have Jim Brown motivate this motion to rescind also. AC has spoken. Now let Jim speak. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, go ahead.
We felt that that the whole notion of Billy Ray and Lucette on the board pose a strong disrespect for the WPFW LSB. They did legally vote for Lucette's removal, and they documented the situation with Billy Ray. But then again, we also were concerned that the PNB was making a mistake in putting Billy Ray on the LS on the PNB in the first place, since his particular the election that he was involved in was not one that he got enough votes to even be considered. According to Fair Vote, he was eliminated in the first round along with the other candidate that was eliminated.
And Rob.
Yeah, and therefore he had no. In other words, he was not even at that point a candidate anymore. We communicated that to the board early, but instead the board ignored that and placed him on the PNB anyhow. We then later held a legal election and appointed and elected a candidate. That candidate came to the PNB and was again rejected, and you kept the candidate, kept Billy Ray on as a candidate. And then you kept him on, and then he was allowed to vote in some very critical matters on the PNB, since he was not legally representing either one of our stations in the whole network. So that's the point that we're trying to make here, to make sure that we understand that we are making this point primarily because we want to make sure that all of the facts are known and they're not just one-sided.
Madam Chair, we're time.
Move this.
Okay.
Move this, right. Then, ma'am.
Okay. How much time would you like to extend this?
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending the time for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Okay. Let's take a vote on extending time. It takes a two-thirds vote. Richard?
Right. Okay.
Richard?
My
Richard, are you there? Hello? Okay. Can somebody else take the role? I don't seem to hear Richard. Do you
Wendy,
hear me?
We can hear you in the background.
Not me.
Hello? Hello? Can you all hear me?
Richard.
Madam Chair.
The television.
Please take a roll call vote and somebody who's...
Madam Chair, could I have one other small thing to say before you take a roll
call? I'm sorry, but a time has to be extended first. Sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm here. George Ryder.
This is to extend time? Yes.
Yes.
Andrew Rollins?
No.
Wendy Shrell?
No.
Susan Young?
Abstain.
Nia Bediako? No. Yeah.
No.
I can barely hear you, Nia.
No. I said no. Can you hear me? No. How was that?
Is she using a speakerphone or something?
She said no.
I don't know.
Carolyn
Bird.
No.
Carolyn Bird.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross. I can't hear you, Jamie. Jim Brown. Jim. Was that a yes?
Yes.
Speak up, folks. I can't hear y'all.
Yes, it was a yes. Jim voted
yes.
Yeah,
I know it was, and I'm asking people to speak up, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Okay.
H.C. Byrd?
Yeah, would you clarify that again? I missed one part. What is yes for and what is no for?
Yes is to extend for 10 minutes. No is to not.
Okay. Yes.
Lucette King.
Pass.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Yes.
David Beaton.
No.
Fia Wangaza. Afia? I can't hear you, Afia. Sherry Gendelman?
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Abstain.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Let's see who passed. Lucette King passed?
Yes.
You're voting yes? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, this is Jamie. Did you get my vote? I voted no.
Oh, I haven't been hearing you lately, Jamie. Okay, thank you. Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
I already voted yes.
I didn't hear that, Bonnie.
I already voted yes.
Pass, but I'll put it down for yes.
I already voted yes before, and I'm voting yes again now.
You passed, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I know I didn't actually, but...
I don't want to argue with you. I'm just trying to take this vote. If you'll just please let me take the vote.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yes.
Bonnie
voted. 13-5-2. Okay. Time will be extended for 10 minutes, and I'll take a stack.
Rico to the stack, please.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes, Sean.
What exactly, Madam Chair, is the bylaw violation that they keep talking about?
Okay.
The alleged bylaw violation.
Okay. Does Jim or AC, do you want to answer that question?
Yes. Bylaw violation, first of all, this matter was brought to the board.
No, specifically in the bylaws, what is
I'm getting to that.
Okay, Sean, let him answer.
the bylaw violation has to do with the fact that that we voted on this issue, and we sent in the requirements that reference the vote. And what I'm saying is that, and I think what Jim was saying at first, was that Billy Ray was, it was said at first that Billy Ray was, could be brought over. He should be considered as a replacement. When in fact, he couldn't be considered for a replacement for, he couldn't be substituted at all. Mainly because you're not supposed to send the person. You cannot, let's say, you cannot appoint a person to the PNB. You can't appoint a person to the PNB, and he was appointed by the board. You cannot do that.
Okay, thank you.
George, the stack, please.
Thank you. We understand that.
Okay. Section 5, he has to be elected to the PNB. That was one of the major violations.
Okay,
and,
very good. I hear you. All right,
the
next person on the stack is Rico.
Yeah, can you hear me, Madam Chair?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. There are two things that really bother me about this PNB, and one is that I feel that when there are people on the minority, that they be given a fair time to explain their case explicitly. And the other thing that bothers me is that once we do finally come to a decision, that we not do the do-over thing. because I feel both of them are kind of connected. My problem I have here is simply this. I think we did give them a fair chance of explaining the case, and I was hoping that they would come with something new today to, if you're going to bring this thing back and do a do-over, as opposed to just wasting the board's time. The only thing that I hear that's new now is that they felt that Billy Ray, by their own, by Jim's and AC's own words, is that they felt that he shouldn't have been on the board in the first place. So what this sounds like to me is that the $25 issue was just an excuse to get him off the board. And that's what bothers me, because obviously we had gone through this whole thing earlier to decide whether he should be on the board or not be on the board. That decision was made. We moved on. And now this whole issue has come up again because we want to rewind it back to the first issue, and we use the excuse of the $25. And I just find that it really, it, you know, I have a sympathy for anybody who feels that they may be on a minority side. So I do think that, you know, people should really be allowed to express their point very clearly, and the board should be listening to it with open ears. But I do think that we have to man up here on this board. When a decision is made, a decision is made, and we have to move on, because there are too many issues to deal with to be rehashing old issues. Whether it's a $25 we're going to rehash right now, or whether we're going to rewind it back to a year ago and hash some other issue that had already been resolved. And that's why I wanted to have this extra time. I voted to have this extra time so that we could hear if something new was going to be brought, so that it would be obvious that this wasn't just another waste of the board's time. But it seems to me that it is, in fact, just that.
I think if you looked at the bylaws...
For a point of order...
AC, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's
I'll
all
put
right.
You on the stack for later on the second...
Me on the stack.
...this time.
Because I want to read...
Next person on the stack, I'm sorry. The next person on the stack is George. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I want to second what Rico said. Nothing that's been presented here is actually relevant to rescinding the resolution we passed last week, which had to do with actions that were taken much more recently, which were Billy Ray being taken off the board by decision of the chair without giving the 30 days notice of a hearing, which is mandated by the bylaws. That was point one, where he was taken off improperly. Then we had a short LSB with 23 members instead of 24. The LSB is supposed to have 24 members. Two-thirds of 24 is 16. You need 16 members. However many people are sitting there, that's what an LSB by the bylaws is made up of. So on that basis alone, that resolution that we passed last week was appropriate. And nothing that has been said since then changes any of that. It is totally inappropriate to have brought this back on these grounds, on grounds of something that happened months and months and months ago. If they wanted to move to rescind the resolution from way back then they could have done that. But this has nothing to do with the resolution in front of us, and it is, in fact, a waste of time.
Madam Chair, Sandra to the stack, please.
Okay, thank you. Next person on the stack is Sean.
Yeah, I'm going to make this short and simple. I want to associate myself with both the remarks of George and Rico. This is a waste of time, and nothing presented to us tonight as anything or is in any proper form to be considered a motion to rescind. Thank you.
Great. Okay.
All right, next is Sandra.
I have a question.
What about Billy Ray?
Yes, I'm on the stack.
Okay. How much time do we have left, Sean?
I'm on mute. I'm sorry. We have 6 minutes, or pardon me, 5 minutes and 25 seconds.
Okay. Sandra, can you...
Jim, to
the stack. It hasn't been seconded. Can we please let the stack go through? Because by the time we take a vote on calling the question, we will... we would have time to finish the stack and run out of time, okay?
Let everybody speak, but I echo the sentiments of George and Rico that this is a waste of time.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. Next is Billy Ray.
Madam Chair, first of all, this should have been ruled out of order. This second thing that I want to relate to, there's a motion before this board that's coming up later that deals with rogue LSB. And, you know, there was a mandate passed down to WPFW LSB that they tally the votes and send that information up to the board. They were in violation then, and, you know, I have no a feeling one way or the other about being on this board, because destiny is what it is. And I'm here, and I agree with George, and I agree with Rico and everything that they said. This motion is out of order.
Okay. Now, we have, would anyone who hasn't spoken, is there anyone who hasn't spoken who wishes to speak in the few minutes we have left? Otherwise, I'll go to AC and Jim, who are on the second stack of people who've already spoken.
This is Nia Grace. I'd just like to say something.
Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, I do understand that the board has a lot of work to do, but I would just like to caution people that a motion to rescind should not be belittled and shouldn't be so criticized, because that is a person's right, and we cannot stifle the right to dissent. So that's
back. All right, thank you, Nia. Next is Lizette.
I wasn't sure because Lizette yelled out back in the middle of my speaking. Could I finish?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nia. Let Nia finish, Lizette, and everybody.
So, I mean, people do have a right to rescind. And that's why that is there. We might not like it. However, we need to be respectful. If someone wants to rescind something, that he or she has that right.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Okay, you know, Rico, you've spoken before, and I'm sorry, but I don't accept that unless a point of personal privilege is that you'd like the heat put up because you're freezing.
Okay.
It's not to, or on that order, or that you need to leave to go to the bathroom, but other than that...
I have to leave the call.
Oh, you have to leave the call. It's a real point of personal privilege.
Okay.
Sorry, I stand corrected.
Okay, I have to leave the call, and I just want to say also that I didn't mean any disrespect to Jim or AC, because I have great respect for both of them.
Okay, sorry to see you leave. Do you think you'll be coming back on, Rico?
I'm going to try.
Okay,
Rico, I'd like you to, if you could stay for 5 minutes, I would think I have something to say. I think I need you to hear.
I will stay for 5 minutes.
Okay, all right.
I'll be back on in a second, though. Bye.
Okay. Lizette is next.
First of all, I don't remember I'm the first to ever yell, as Nia said, stuck when people are talking. This happened about 3 times tonight. Secondly, one does not have the right to waste people's time on this board. We have far too much to do. This motion was passed on information that is totally different to what A.C. Byrd and Jim Brown are putting before us. They can't even make reference to the part of the bylaws that we're violating. And if he can say it now, somebody sent him an email. It's crazy what we're allowing these two people to do.
Okay. Sean, where are we time-wise? Sean?
Yeah, Madam Chair. We are at 1 second. I got to get my timer out here. 53 seconds.
Okay. AC, you're next.
Okay. I wanted to read from the people keep saying that we're wasting time, but they're not looking at the bylaws. They gave an example on the Article 3, Section 2 term. And it says that, for example, if a listener-sponsored member makes a $25 contribution on January 1, 2003, and does not make any additional contribution or volunteer at least 3 hours within the following 12-month period, said membership would expire on December 31st, 2003. In other words, 1 year later. The issue of having to come back and take that person through a process similar to some that's been mentioned today is not required. The bylaws merely don't make it, and he has not made it since 2007, up to 2009, actually. So therefore, It expired.
Point of order.
It expired on December 31st, 2003. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, that's the example that the bylaws use, and that's why I wanted to mention that.
Okay.
Point of order.
Thank you. Thank you, AC. You know what? We're out of time for this item.
But, Madam Chair, may I just have a 2 seconds to say something here? There are 2 points made that are incorrect. One is that Billy Ray was not given a 30-day notice. He was sent the email 30 days in advance.
Oh,
and this whole issue about his non-payment was something that came up much later. The issue with him being on the PNB, we had sent...
Madam Chair, he's debating the issue for a long time.
Okay, you know...
And it had been dismissed.
Jim, I'm sorry, but we're out of time. If you'd like to extend time further, you may make a motion to that effect.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay. You are now out of time. We're out of time for this motion to rescind. Unless there's a motion to extend time, we will go to a vote on this motion to rescind. Okay.
Adam, I propose extend 5 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second for that? I don't hear a second. Going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to go to a vote. Hearing no second, we're going to go to a vote on this motion to rescind.
What is that sound?
Yeah, is somebody in a submarine? Somebody in a submarine?
Okay,
okay, this is the motion. This is on the motion to rescind.
Yes.
The vote on the motion to rescind.
Yes.
Go ahead. Sherry Gendelman.
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons.
Pass.
Andrea Turner.
Pass.
Joe Gonzalez.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford. Leslie?
Yes, I vote yes.
Rico Ross? George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rollin?
No.
Wendy Shrell?
This is a motion to extend?
No
to rescind.
Oh, no.
Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediako? Nia? I can't hear you, Nia.
Yes,
okay, I got you.
Okay.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisette King?
No.
Billy Ray Edwards?
No.
David Beaton?
No.
Fia Wangaza? Fia? Fia Wangaza? I can't hear you, Fia. Sherry Gendelman? Sherry Gendelman? Can't hear you, Sherry. Bonnie Simmons. Bonnie Simmons. I can't hear you, Bonnie. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Gotcha. Sophia Wangaza, did you say something? And did Sherry Gendelman say something?
I said yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Can you hear me now, Richard?
Who is that?
It's Bonnie. I don't know what's going on with this phone.
I can hear you.
Yes.
Did Rico Ross come back?
Yeah, I'm on the phone, but I didn't hear what we were voting for.
This is the motion to rescind.
Okay, this is EC. I voted no. I voted no, but I got cut off.
Okay, I got you. Rico.
So a no vote means what?
It's not
that
rescinded.
The motion that was passed last week will stay the same.
Yes, I vote no then.
Okay. Okay, I've got everybody, I think. 7 to 14.
Thank you, Richard.
Point of information, Chair.
Go ahead.
Will we ever allow this thing to come back to us?
No. It's done now.
Okay.
Okay. Next thing on the agenda is the status of local station board, new member transitions, elections of officers, and any other action needed to ensure that the LSPs function per our bylaws. And the first subject is the clarification of the status of Najee Ali, who is a remaining member of the KPFA board, or should be, is a continuing member if he's allowed to remain on the board. In other words, he wasn't newly elected. He had been elected in 2007. All right, Joe, would you like to speak to this subject?
Madam Chair, point of information. I'm still a little unclear how that moved from the bottom of the agenda into this item.
It didn't get moved from the bottom of the agenda. This item just goes over. This is an agenda item to clarify any difficulties with the seating of local station board members or any transition problems. So this fits right definitely in this category. That's why this item was put on the agenda. And it doesn't belong on the bottom of the agenda. So, Joe, will you please clarify this matter of what the issue is?
Who brought the, if I may, Grace, a point of information, who brought the idea of having this clarification to the agenda, and is there a motion attached to it?
Yeah.
I put this on as an agenda item, knowing that there could be difficulties, and holding that as an open space to give it enough notice to be placed on the agenda.
But you told me it was at the end, Madam Chair.
Pardon me?
You told me that it was at the end.
I never said it was at the end.
Yeah, when I asked about it, Madam Chair, you told me that it will be at the end.
No, if I said that, I misunderstood your question, and I improperly answered. Okay, Joe, will you please motivate this?
Is there a motion of motivating?
Joe placed it on the agenda. I'd like him to explain the motion. When he was explaining why it was on the agenda earlier, why he wished to have it on the agenda earlier, there was objection to talking about this. So I would like him to explain the situation now.
I'd like to know the motion we're debating.
There's no motion. It's an agenda item. Okay, Leslie, thank you. You're out of order. Joe, can you please explain this?
No, Madam Chair, you seem to be out of order right now.
Oh, please.
Okay, Joe, can you please explain this?
So I think people who've been reading the emails, I think, know what the issue is, but I'll just lay it out. There was a meeting in Fresno of the KPFA board, which did not reach quorum. This was the third. This had it been a meeting with quorum, it would have been the third meeting in a row that one of our board members did not have an excused absence. The two meetings previous to that, his absences were not excused. So that meeting did not reach quorum. So the question at that point, it was the opinion of the chair, of the then chair of the LSP, that Najee Ali was automatically off the board based on one reading of the bylaws. The rest of the LSB and a majority of the incoming LSB take the position that, in fact, that meeting, because it did not reach quorum, did not count, essentially, as a third unexcused absence. In the meantime, myself, Billy Ray Edwards, and Ifeanyi Nwangaza had requested an opinion from counsel on this matter, and he made that available, and it was presented at the LSB meeting on December 5th.
He made it available to you, Joe.
Right, I had requested it. I had, if I may continue, you can. I requested the opinion. It was sent on the Friday, obviously to me as well. It was made available to the board next morning.
No, it
wasn't. Oh, it wasn't.
It's in person at the meeting on hard copy, Joe.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Could we have without interruption?
So as I was saying, it was made available to the board at the meeting. And so the opinion of the majority of the board members of KDFA is that, and of Pacifica's council, is that Naji remains on the LSB as a member in good standing. And I would like the national board, since this is an issue of interpreting the bylaws, to make a ruling on that. So the motion would be that Naji Ali remains a member of the KPFA LSB in good standing. That's the motion I'm presenting to the TNB tonight.
Second.
Okay. Money to stack.
Okay. We go ahead, Bonnie.
Sherry to stack.
I would like to...
George Stack.
Ricardo Stack,
little background here. The meeting in October in Fresno was boycotted by half of the board, so that 11 members went to Fresno, 150 miles, to meet with the KFCF listeners and hold a board meeting. According to Robert's Rules of Order, which Ricardo did not quote, in the absence of a quorum, any business transacted is null and void. But if a quorum fails to appear at a regular or properly called meeting, the inability to transact business does not detract from the fact that the society's rules requiring the meeting to be held were complied with and the meeting was convened, even though it had to adjourn immediately. It is the opinion of half of the KPFA board that was, in fact, a meeting which did not reach quorum. At that meeting, Naji Ali received his third unexcused absence after not attending a board meeting for 18 months, nor did he send any response to the board officers during that 18 months. On December 5th, we met, and in our usual practice at KPFA, the old board sat so that we could do attendance, go through minutes that were remaining, and then adjourn so that the new board could be seated. Before we could get all the way through attendance, Joe called a point of order, and at that point, another LSB member presented us with a hard copy of Ricardo's, which none of us had been sent, and was complete news to us, which we couldn't even really decipher while the meeting was going on. It is our contention that the two that Ricardo used in order to prove his legal opinion, one was about directors. It was not even the bylaw quote about delegates. The other was a section from California Government Code, which is about public meetings of state bodies and does not apply to an LSB or even the PNB in that we are not government. At that point, it became obvious to half of the board that Joe and his cohorts on his half of the board had already booked a meeting space without any notice and set up to leave our meeting. And after some discussion in which we tried to come to some sort of resolution so that we might continue with our regularly scheduled and noticed LSP meeting, while giving out the address, they all got up and walked out of the room and left the meeting. It is our understanding that they then went to another meeting space and 12 or 13 board members, depending upon how you interpret this, with Najee Ali with them, who had not appeared at a board meeting for 18 months until this time, went ahead and elected officers and set a board date for the next meeting. The other half of the board remained at the original meeting space, decided to elect pro tem officers, the newly seated half of the board, because that seemed like the right thing to do in order to be able to work this out over the next month, and then adjourned their meeting. Since then, it is my understanding, although I am no longer on the KPFA LSD, that there have been discussions, a small committee from each side of the board, and that they are making some headway in coming to some resolution on many of these issues. I would ask that rather than the PNB acting, and I might point out that as far as I know, Ricardo never consulted with any of the officers of the LSB, and I don't believe that an investigation has been done to any extent by the PNB on this issue. I think it would be a really wise course to let the KPFA board continue to try to work this out. Looking to the future, it seems to me the only path to take to have any sort of sensibility with the next year of the KPFA OSB.
Thank you, Bonnie. Sherry is next on the stack. Then George,
I'll
then
pass
Ricardo.
For the moment. Put me on the end of the stack, please.
Okay. George, you're next.
Yeah, let me say that the meeting that was held to do the kinds of things that Bonnie discussed was in violation of the motion we had passed the week before as to what business could be transacted at that meeting and who was supposed to transact it. It's also in violation of the bylaws, which say this is a meeting of the new LSB. It may be custom, but custom doesn't trump the PNB directives on this matter. So that meeting should have been only about the election of new officers. The other thing is that the section of Robert's rules that Bonnie read simply says, okay, you fulfilled your obligation to have a meeting. The issue was, could that meeting have acted on a request to excuse an absence? It couldn't have. You can't say that the man had an unexcused absence when it couldn't have acted on it anyway if the appeal had been made. It doesn't matter that it wasn't made. There was no opportunity to make it. It doesn't make sense to say that, therefore, the meeting was held and he wasn't present and he has an unexcused absence. He can't have an unexcused absence unless the board doesn't excuse a request for an absence. So it seems clear to me that they haven't met the requirements for three unexcused absences. Beyond that, let me just say that the whole story that Bonnie presented is really an example of the cost of these kind of faction fights about I'm not sure what at KPFA, to tell you the truth, or what the deep issue is there that separates them. And I also hope that they can somehow resolve their difficulties enough to work on Pacifica business with whatever conflicts they have somehow not getting in the way of actually doing something sensible with the business in front of them. Sean to the stack.
Ray to the stack.
Okay, the next person is Ricardo. Ricardo?
Hi, Grace. Did you hear me ask back?
Okay.
Hi, Grace.
Ricardo is next.
Hi, Grace.
Okay.
My practice when issuing legal opinions is to distribute it to the chair and to the vice chair in case the chair is not available to receive my legal opinion. I rely on the chair or vice chair to distribute it. I can certainly copy the full PMB and do it myself, and I believe I will do that from now on. But it was not my intent to keep my legal opinion from anyone. With respect to the legal opinion, the issue is whether a meeting was conducted in Fresno. There is no case law on Pacifica's bylaws, so I need to look to case law elsewhere, which is why I looked at how a meeting is defined by state agencies. However, what made the most difference to me in reading the bylaws is that the bylaws allow the member an opportunity to be excused at the meeting at which he is absent. Can't be done later. It has to be done at that meeting, and if it's not done at that meeting, then it's final. If there is no quorum such that action can take place, the member does not have an opportunity to be excused. Perhaps the member had a heart attack and the chair gets a call from his wife saying he can't make the meeting. Unless there's a meeting where that could be considered and acted on, the member's being denied that opportunity, which he's entitled to by the bylaws. Finally, my assumption is that whoever has been elected to a governing body of ours, whether a PMB or an LSB, is assumed to be in that position according to our bylaws and according to law. And it is only when it is clear, it seems to me, that that member does not have the right to sit on the board, only when it is clear and beyond argument, so to speak, can that member be given the death penalty. That is the most harsh thing that can come from our bylaws. It's a position that I've taken on every single issue having to do with whether members should be allowed to continue to sit on our governing boards. It's the same position that I've taken with respect to whether we should disenfranchise PNB members from a rogue LSB. I don't believe I would have a heck of a time walking into court with Robert Rules of Order as my basis for removing someone from a governing board who has been otherwise properly elected. I have never in my 35 years of practice ever used Robert Rules of Order or had Robert's Rules of Order used in legal briefings, in court actions. It's just not. Robert's Rules of Order is for procedure, not for substance. Sometimes procedure can bleed over into substance, but we have to look at our bylaws when we're dealing with excluding people from our governing body who have been properly elected. That was the basis of my opinion. That's why I believe that Mr. Ali, unless it's clear that he has missed three meetings where there has been quorum, unless it's clear, I don't believe it's the wise thing to do to remove him. The same thing with the issue of Billy Ray and the issue of Luzette. As George has pointed out, it's not clear that what happened in D.C. is such that they no longer should serve on our board. Unless it's clear, I don't believe we should remove them. That's the way I look at actions to remove members of the board. I think that's the
that's the wise and safe thing to do, and that's why I rendered the opinion that I did.
And Madam Chair, we are at time.
Okay, thank you, Ricardo. All right, we're at time. If we want to discuss this further, we will need to have a motion to extend time.
I move to extend, Madam Chair, 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending time?
Object.
Okay. So why don't we take a vote on extending time? It takes two-thirds to extend for 10 minutes.
Who made that motion, Andrea?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is there a motion on the floor?
Yes, there is a motion on the floor. Joe, do you want to read the motion?
Please.
The motion is simply that Naji Ali remains a member of the KPFA LSC in good standing.
Thank you.
Okay. Just as a point of information, if something is sent to the PNB at Pacifica.org, it just if I'm sent a personal email by Ricardo only to me, it looks exactly the same as if he sends it to the entire PNB. So
what?
It probably is the case that me and Joe and whoever else Ricardo sent the opinion to were under the assumption that it was sent to the full PNB.
Could everybody please look at their headers when they get an email and just see who it was sent to?
Grace, I don't have the copy on me, but I believe it was just sent to you.
You.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that, but when I get something, it just comes to me, even if it's sent to the whole PNB. Anyway.
You can tell. You can try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I
assume
whether, as I routinely get 75 to 100 emails a day, I may have simply assumed that it went to the entire PNB. I don't think any of us withheld it from the rest of the PNB. Anyway, we are going to go to a vote on whether to extend time for 10 minutes. Richard, can you take a vote on this, a roll call vote?
Hey, this is a vote on a motion to extend for 10 minutes. Sherry Gindelman. Was that a yes?
Was a yes, Richard.
Okay, thank you. Your phone's cut out sometimes, folks. When I ask a question, that's a reason behind it. I need to hear what's being said. Thank you. Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Joe Wanzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
18 months.
Run out the
George
clock.
George Ryder.
No.
Sandra Rollin.
No.
Wendy Shrell.
I guess I abstain.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Carolyn Burden?
No.
I want to change my vote. The vote is a yes vote means he remains on the board. Is that correct?
No. We're voting on extending time.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's extend time. Sorry. I voted correctly.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Byrd.
Yes.
Lizette King.
No.
Billy Ray Edwards.
No.
David Beaton.
No.
Fia Wangaza.
No.
Okay, we have 8 yeses and 11 noes and 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion to extend time fails. We're going to go to a vote on the main motion. Joe, can you read that again?
Wow.